Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is dating coach and author, Marina Sprocky, who has been collecting stories from children and adult children of divorce for over 3 years and has compiled it all into her new upcoming book, Nasty Divorce, A Kid's Eye View. Marina blogs for the Huffington Post and gives advice on being positive during and after divorce. So welcome, Marina.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. We are happy to have you to talk about this really important topic. I know we've talked about this previously, and it's critical for parents to understand that, sticks and stones, may break bones, but words can hurt their children later on in life, right?
Oh, that is so true. And as anybody knows, you heal from the bruises, the inner wounds, which is why therapists are a booming business right now. It's the word.
Right, right. And so why is it so important to be kind when you're going through that divorce, especially I think the divorce itself? When you're going through that divorce, it may not be the most friendly of events, situations in your life. When you're going through right. that, why is it so important to be kind to your ex, especially with the children, and especially in front of the children?
The first thing that I tell people is this. I say you have to love your children more than you hate your ex. So if you can get that into your head from the very, very beginning, the rest should flow a little bit better. Then you actually have to realize what we were just talking about, that your bad behavior is going to negatively affect your children psychologically. And do you really want to be responsible for them having relationship issues for the rest of their life? It is, and it's just also very unbecoming. I think a lot of adults during divorce, it's an awful time, even in all the friendlier divorces, it's not a fun experience to go through, but people resort to very, very bad toddler-like behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of toddler-like behavior, where should people let that anger out at? I mean, of course you love your children more than you hate your ex. I think any parent would say that their children are number one deep in their hearts, but suppressing those feelings of anger and hurt and maybe, being deserted, all of those feelings, they have to go somewhere, right?
Oh, they absolutely have to. And, what I think, if you made a rule to keep your anger like an adult's only thing, there are plenty of avenues you can go. I think a counselor is a great place to start. You can call a trusted friend. You can go online. You can find a support group. There are lots and lots and lots of avenues aside from your children to get this anger out to. And I know lots of people will just, complain directly to their children about their ex. That is not the venue to do it. And I understand you have to get it out. And certainly I know everybody has one adult friend that they can probably call. And online, there are tons of support groups. You can say anything you want. And if it makes you feel better to get out, another great place to let off some anger is at the gym. And if there's tons of research backing up that working out and playing hard actually gives you that release of endorphins that you need to get that anger out. And maybe you could also think about focusing your anger for good. So jokingly, I tell people you have to do 20 squats anytime you want to bitch about your ex. So either way, yeah. When the dust settles, you'll have a great butt.
Right, that's right. You'll be kicking your own butt besides theirs, right? That's it.
There you go.
Yeah. So now, what are some, if you're just finding it really difficult to be kind to, say, visitation, dropping your kids off, if you're just those emotions and you're feeling yourself heat up at the sight of your ex, what are some simple ground rules that you might be able to follow for showing kindness and being kind to your former spouse?
Yes, it's definitely, you kind of have to trick yourself into that mindset, because when you do feel that, like it's hard to muster up this nice feeling. But if you, keep this, another ground rule in the back of your head, treat others as you would be treated. And that's just a basic rule of life. If you can think about that, And then also maybe refocus it to, do you really want to be the person that stoops down to this petty and childish behavior? Because when you want to snicker or glare or whatever it is, it's very petty. It's very childish. So what I would say to do, if you want to be kind, just make yourself think it's one task at a time. Okay, so I'm dropping off the kids to this person that I can't stand, and I don't even want to smile. Actually, I want to, punch him. If you can think, okay, I only have 10 minutes to do this. In 10 minutes, can I make an exercise, and can I hold my tongue? Can I just smile, and can I be kind for this one 10 minutes that is coming up? So it's not this impossible feat that you can't do. You're just going to focus on one event at a time. So if thinking about being kind to somebody for the rest of your life just sends you into a tailspin, dumb it down to one instance at a time.
Right, the old chunk it down strategy, right? Whatever, when you need to organize something or you need to lose weight, you do it one little bit at a time. It doesn't seem impossible, but you could do anything for 10 minutes, usually.
Right, it's a mind trick,
Right. Right, except for a wall sit. We don't want to do a wall sit for 10 minutes. That's pretty crazy. But that'll really work your legs and your butt then. Right. So now how about this? So you are mustering up all the niceness that's within yourself, but your ex is not reciprocating. And so now you probably have feelings like, all right, I'm trying to show him or her in a good light to my kids, yet he or she is not doing that for me. And so, I would think you would be scared that your child was getting the really a bad, bad idea about you from your ex. So how can you deal with that?
Well, it's a catch-22 type situation there, because, you cannot control anyone but yourself. So mm-hmm. as much as you want to be, and I have a few friends right now who are going through this, where the one person is really nice and the other person is just completely impossible, poisoning their kids, but you can't change them. You can't make them do anything that they don't want to do. So this is another way that you have to sort of trick yourself into little things, and just know that at the end of the day, kids are very smart. They are very, very smart. When they're little, they might not know, and one parent might be able to say nasty things about that person. Your mother doesn't do this, or your father doesn't do this. But let me tell you, they grow up and they're not dumb. They have eyes. They can see what goes on. They will eventually know what's going on. If it gets so bad that it turns into like parental alienation, there are actually things that you can do legally if it really, really, really gets mm-hmm. that bad. But if it's just on the level of just, petty childishness, you really just have to try to interact as little as possible with that person. Just try not to say too much and just do what you can. And if you just have that person that's just plain angry and crazy that will just react to anything, it's really tough. You have to find some help for yourself, because I see people get beat down with these nasty exes, and then your kindness just kind of it wears out, and you're really like, I'm really done being nice to this person who just doesn't care, doesn't take it, and is just trying to ruin me. Make some you time and you talk to your trusted friend about this. Find a counselor. Work on yourself, and you have to find ways to not focus on the things that you can't control. And, I guess this kind of goes, if you want to go to the total, total extreme, if the person's just a little crazy, you must have still a mutual friend or somebody in common. That if you could talk to that mutual friend that's still friends with your ex and say, hey, listen, this is really getting out of control. I think it is really, really negatively affecting my children. It's negatively affecting me. And you know what? It's negatively affecting my ex, because holding angerness and bitter will hurt you physically and it will hurt you mentally, because mm-hmm. stress and things like that wreak havoc on the body. So really, if you can enlist somebody to say, for the help of your friend that is my ex, help them get healthy and help them release this bitterness and anger, or focus it somewhere else, because you care about them, because it's damaging them, and because you care about our children, which are being damaged by this.
Well, Marina, you've given us a lot of good tips today, and I know our listeners can find out a lot more once your book, Nasty Divorce, A Kid's Eye View, is released and does come out, and all of our listeners can keep tabs on the book, because the book will be great. They're real-life stories of how the children have grown up in these situations and what their perspective is. So it's almost like you can see into your own child's future a little bit. And so, right, so you can understand exactly how your actions are going to impact them as adults. And you can do so, keep tabs on Marina and in the book, Nasty Divorce, The Kid's Eye View, on her website, StopLookingForAHusband.com. So thank you so much, Marina Sprocky, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the National Publicity Firm. Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts, just like this one. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.